This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. On a Friday afternoon, if you just joined us, welcome to it. This is the Capricorn Adventure, right? As promised, on this glorious Friday afternoon, man, it's time to fasten your seatbelts as we head into the Capricorn Adventure, the motoring experience. And this week, our journalist Prashoban Naidu was giving the family-orientated Mercedes-Benz GLB 220D. It's said to be luxury on wheels, but it keeps practicality at bay, right? We then chat briefly, you know, about the new hybrid Mercedes-Benz C63 and see if it has some soul to it. Prashoban will then wrap it up with a motoring tip and a hot gem of the week. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashoban. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, and yourself, King Bash. Good to be here. How are you doing?
No, I'm great. I'm great. Especially excited about what we're speaking about today. So you can imagine, I'm feeling good.
Yes, the big and bad Benz.
Let's dive straight into it, Prashoban. I mean, you recently, you know, drove the family orientated, you know, Merc, right? Maybe describe the family, you know, chariot you had been graced with. Was the GLB 220D, that is. Good looking up close in the metal?
It was. It looked quite fantastic. I think this is more of a refreshed facelifted model. So there's a few cosmetic revisions that were made, like the front end bumper, a bit of underbody protection has been added as well. And the funny thing is, I mean, the one thing that stood out to me was the grille, which had these little mini little 3-point stars that were embedded into the grille, which knows it looked quite premium to say the least. And yes, utilitarian vibes is what you're getting with this car with some class. For LED headlamps, for the front and rear. And you know what? It looked quite good. Ours came in this dark blue color. They call it spectral blue. Visually, it looked good. The shoes that our Benz was wearing was these lovely, fancy 19-inch AMG wheels. And you know what? The big and bad Benz looked quite happy.
Amazing, amazing. And tell me more about, you know, your experience with it. Was it frugal, you know? And what's, you know, it like to live with?
You know what? It was quite frugal. One thing to write home about was its frugalness. I found it to be engaging on its feet. Its claimed consumption is 5 liters per 100 kilometers, but realistically, you can get between 6 liters to the 7-liter mark, which is not too bad, actually. They're efficient. They're quite known for their efficiency. The diesel is quite great. It's like a good recipe that's been perfected. But driving economics, it was a pleasure. Really, it was a real hoot, powered by a lovely 2-liter turbocharged diesel motor, pushing out about 140 kilowatts and 400 newton meters of torque. So it means you have enough room for the everyday run around in the city or long travel commutes. It will be efficient and enjoyable.
Amazing, amazing. I mean, you touched a bit about, you know, the exterior of the car, that is. So talking about luxury on wheels, what caught your attention from the interior of the GLB 220D?
I think the cabin was quite a lovely place to be in, and very elegant and spacious. I mean, the ambient lighting was quite the fun thing about this car. One feels like you're in your own party, so to say. And since ours came with the AMG package and all the premium packages, nighttime options, heated seats galore, lovely AMG steering wheel, lovely leather seats, and just everything just oozed some sort of class. And I think one thing the Mercedes used to get was people used to complain about the quality of their plastics and refinement in the cabin, and I think they've really dialed it up. They've improved, which is a good one. It's powered by this new MBX system, which is great, efficient tech-wise. It's great. But you know what? I'm no hater. I think it's good. I think you're just going to be paying a lot of money for the optional extras that you get in this car. And if you go for the basic entry one, of course, you're practically getting nothing. So you just got to keep that in mind as a consumer. You got to pay to play in the big and bad.
My goodness. And I was about to ask, since we're speaking about money, Prashoban, you know, I trust you to be honest with that. So do let me know. Tell us about the price of the GLB 220D. And then, after telling that to us, or letting us know what the price is it something that you'll also get? So it's a two-part question that I need to actually get into the price first, so that I must also know if maybe it can entice me to think about it in the near future, you know?
All right. So you know what, King Bash? Price is is not low. It starts from 1,166,000 rand. With all the optional extras I was came kitted out with, it came to 1,355,000 rand. So, yeah, optional extras are going to be the catalyst for me. But, you know, would I buy it? I think if I was in my soccer dad era and I was taking my kids all that good stuff, I would buy it. But for now, practicality is not really at the forefront for me, so I wouldn't buy it. Personally, I think, yes, you got to pay to play, and that's one of the things that really got me a bit bothered about the car, so to say. But really good, really fantastic. Be getting a good premium product, but like I said, the money, got to pay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. There's a lot of thinking that needs to be done in that department. But now, you know, still looking at Mercedes, before we wrap up our conversation, right? What do you think of the new hybrid C63? Because you know what? I'm losing my mind here, Prashun, in terms of how these new electronics that, you know, these companies worldwide are putting in to, you know, the new electronics that they're fitting into these cars. But I feel like we're losing touch, you know, with the sounds that we actually know. So I need to find out from you, what do you think of the new hybrid C63?
It's actually quite sad, to be honest with you. A lot of people are sad because they have decided to, you know, the V8 is put to rest. And, you know, and most manufacturers these days are going for that mild hybrid engine because they're trying to squeeze a lot of, you know, fast number outputs, but you are sacrificing the theatrics, the thing that we all love about the car, which is that V8 engine, you know, that gets you quite happy. And apparently this car is quick. I mean, 1,020 newton meters of torque, 500 kilowatts. So it has a lot of fastness with it, and it's almost double to what the previous gen did. Claimed 0 to 100 is about 3.4 seconds, so it's quite fast, but I think it faces a lot of challenge in finding its niche, as with the starting price of 2.4 million rand or 2.5 million rand, it's 300,000 rand more than the BMW M3, which is more fun, and 100,000 rand more than the Audi RS6, which is, yeah, so I think, I don't know how a lot of fans, Benz fans are going to take to this. I think it's definitely something I'm curious to see. Maybe if Mercedes-Benz lets me test it out, we'll see how that goes and we can review it.
No, they need to, because, I mean, Prashun, I'm not buying a car for 2.5 million that will not wake up the neighbors when I start it. I'm sorry.
Yes. I feel the pain.
I feel like, oh my goodness, we really, really losing it. I mean, I'm speaking for my black community here, because I know for a fact that, you know what, I call them Grootmans. When they buy these cars, they do it for a reason, and it's mostly for the pipes, you know. The look and everything will come later, but when I start that car, you need to turn your head. But now if I start the car and there's a whistle, why am I buying it?
Absolutely, and you know, you want to be known, you want to pull up, and you want to know that you're there. Bashes in the hood.
Thank you. But nonetheless, thank you so much for sharing. Can we end off with a motoring tip followed by your hot jam of the week?
Thank you. All right, Kimbash. So, what to do when looking to buy a used car in South Africa? So, consider cars with a lower insurance premiums by searching models favored by insurers. Explore online forums for real user reviews and, of course, common issues. And don't hesitate to check for recalls specific to the make and model. And, of course, yes, don't buy cars that are going to get stolen. You know, of course, if you do get a Polo GTI, you're going to have to watch it here and there, especially if you park it on the road. And end off with a classic Danny Kaye, Pretty Brown Eyes.
All right. Thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us for sure. And we really do appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
You too, King Bash. Have a blessed one and listeners.
That's how we wrap it up. And that was Prashun Naidu. You can catch him every week at Eswatini Sunday for the latest car reviews on the block.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.